So tell us about eFedLink.org and what does it do?
Well, eFedLink.org is an online community of practice. It is an interactive portal that allows federal employment personnel, such as HR, disability program managers, and those who function in similar roles around the nation to connect and deepen their knowledge and expertise by sharing best practices, policy resources around the recruitment, the hiring, the retention and advancements for people with disabilities in the federal government through ongoing interactions.
Can we talk a little bit about the problems or the challenges that eFedLink seeks to address? President Obama has told agencies to hire more people with disabilities, especially those with so-called targeted disabilities, certain defined list. And why are some agencies having trouble really boosting that in their agencies?
Well, literature and different reports shows some of the issues that surround the employment for people with disabilities. And I also want to add that disability employment issues, especially in the federal sector, cut across many roles and functions. And many a times, these roles and functions, their paths don't cross. So there is not enough working together collaboratively to share resources and to leverage knowledge. And so eFedLink is put together to boost this opportunity to collaborate and address challenges around the employment issues.
We are speaking with Akinyemi Banjo, a policy advisor to the Labor Department. And I wanted to know, how does a hiring manager, in a way that's fair, in a way that's sensitive, find out what skills that a disabled person are fully capable of doing and which ones should be avoided so that you don't embarrass them or that they just can't carry out?
Well, when a job announcement is posted, it is expected that the announcement should have enough information there relating to the essential function of the job, because all that is required, even under the law, is that so long as a person with a disability is able to perform the essential duty of a job with or without reasonable accommodation, then there shouldn't be any problem around that. So most of the time, it's required that federal managers do their due diligence to make sure that they have an accurate job description that then allow applicants to understand what the job requires and how their skill set may speak to that.
So give us an example of the types of different people who you are, through eFedLink, allowing to communicate, and then what they communicate about. I mean, what are their questions, and how do they help each other?
Well, since the website was launched, we've seen small group formation from selective placement coordinators, human resource professionals, as well as disability program managers across agencies. And some of the questions or issues that we've seen raised on the website revolves around, for instance, the Special Hiring Authority Schedule A for hiring people with disabilities. Most of the time, hiring managers have questions relating to what is it, how does it work, how often can it be used, can it be used for promotion, and if so, what is the implication for someone with a disability but who is already in the system as a career person? Could that person go back again and use Schedule A for advancement? And other issues relating to how do I provide reasonable accommodation for a person with a disability, with a particular kind of disabilities, as well as the use of employee or the formation and the use of employee resource groups as a resource within agencies.
And how did Labor Department work with Cornell? I mean, which of the two parties did which in this whole project?
Well, the Labor Department's Office of Disability Employment Policy provide resources and fund a number of technical assistance centers to help, again, employers both in the private as well as the public sectors to find resources to achieve the goal of increasing the employment for people with disability. One of the technical centers is the National Technical Assistance Center for Employers that is funded to Cornell University as a grant. So the ifedlink.org is one of the deliverables for the Technical Assistance Center.
And do you have any signs at all that this is actually making a difference, meaning that it can help these hiring managers and is helping them to hire people with disabilities?
Well, from at least the feedback that we've received from users, people are coming there to find resources that will help them, and they are connecting with their peers who are doing similar work around the country and asking questions and sharing ideas and experiences as they go. Now, as far as, you know, the effect of that site right now on the numbers or the representation of people with disability, it's probably maybe a little too early to tell because it's been in existence now for roughly about 6 months. But we hope that with increased interaction of these folks that function in this area, because you can have textbook information, textbook knowledge, but nothing is as good as when you can connect directly with your peer who might have faced that same challenge before and can tell you firsthand, practically, what works and what doesn't work.